Hello, welcome back to Big Mood. We missed you. Hope you're having a fantastic quarantine.
So fantastic.
Yo, I have been loving quarantine, so eat nuts.
We've all been hearing
normal life.
Oh my god, how are we gonna do this? We're all talking over each other.
Sorry. We're new to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a little different than our typical episodes. We're all recording from home remotely, so excuse us if we talk over each other. We're just not used to not seeing each other in person while we're recording these.
Yeah, it's important having, like, the in-person energy, because then you can sense, like, when someone's trying to talk or whatever, but, like, online, like, video like this, it's difficult.
It's so weird.
How am I supposed to play with Tiff's hair?
You can't. It's in a bun.
Tiff, you need to cut a piece of your hair, a lock of your hair, send it to Gina. Just stroke it lightly. Just
stroking it.
I'll send
episode.
It.
This is so cool. Everyone kind of gets like a peek in into our bedrooms right now, our house.
Oh,
right
I'm
now.
In my living room.
Yeah.
You see my TV and my fake plant and my kitchen.
Yeah, same with both.
My kitchen.
Yeah, you guys are straight up in my house right now.
So I love
it. You have a cute vanity, Bose. I like it.
Oh, thank you. It's from Impressions PR Vanity.
Hey, do we all have one?
Yeah.
I
can say that because they have supported me, Nikki, and Gina, and it's actually super dope.
Yeah. They're
I love it. It makes me look good. I just be taking videos in that all the time. And I use it as almost like a ring light. It's amazing. Same. Okay. This is straight up promo. Next.
They didn't pay us for all this.
Yeah, yeah. We need to get paid for that.
Okay. You know what? I'll send a clip and an invoice.
So actually what we were going to talk about for today's episode was just like how everybody's adjusting to this quarantine. Because for some of us, me and Gina, we freaking love it. And the rest of us might be going a little stir crazy. So take it away. How's your guys' quarantines?
Do you want to direct people to talk? Because we never know who's...
Let's start with Tiff. I'll just go down the line.
Me? Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Quarantine's been great. I have been getting a ton of stuff done in the new house. As you can see, the bedroom is like kind of set up. I did stage some stuff, but we're getting there.
It looks so good.
Thanks.
It looks so good.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's been awesome. Like it actually happened. Like this whole quarantine stuff happened like perfect timing, kind of. Because then now we have all this time to spend to get the house ready, and then Isaac's not going to school anymore. Like. In person, now he's doing online school, and so it's just a lot of family time and a lot of Minecraft. We've been playing a lot of Minecraft. Aww, and binging a lot of The Office. Isaac is like so obsessed with The Office. He's already binged the entire show once and he's watching it for the second time now.
Have you guys played Animal Crossing yet?
No, not yet.
Animal Crossing is like Minecraft, but like cute.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
you
it.
You should.
I got to ask him if he's down, because if he's not down, then it's pointless.
Yeah, there's an unlimited, like, list of things you can do. Mm. Except I bought a Switch, like, 3 weeks ago a month ago for Animal Crossing. I played it for 2 days, and then I just stopped.
Oh, wow. Is it not fun?
I mean, it's fun, but I just have really bad ADHD, and it's, like, a very relaxing game. Like, you're supposed to just wrap up in a blanket and play, and I thought that I could do that, but, like, my brain doesn't turn off, so it's hard for me to... It's so hard. And now I'm so behind all of my friends, I just stopped playing.
There's so many tasks, though.
Yeah.
So, it takes care of that task list for me in my brain.
You're perfect for that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get my chores, pay my bills, then go but do my DIYs, then decorate my house.
It's basically a game.
Love it too.
It's Nikki's life, but in a video game.
It's Nikki Crossing, basically.
I would live on an island if I could.
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh, I built my house on an island in Minecraft, so I'm not that far off.
Oh, there you go.
Tiffany, you actually tuck in your sheets? Do you see this shit? I just slap that bitch on and just leave it.
Oh my god.
This is as far as it goes.
Keep it nice. I try.
At least you have a sheet on your bed. When we were doing equipment testing, there was nothing. It looked like a bachelor pad.
It was laundry day.
It was laundry day. It was a bit of a dreary looking set you had going on.
Laundry day. Oh, do you want to see? You want to see the pussy killer here? Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
I thought she was just gonna spread them.
Is she gonna?
I was like, what?
She gonna show us her massive vibrator? What is this?
Pussy killer.
It looks like
if you're only listening to the audio of this and you're not on video, you gotta come to the YouTube video and watch.
Oh my
god! Is that a blanket with some sort of
blue eyes, white dragon,
Pokemon or something?
It's Blue Eyes White Dragon, guys. That's what I used to call, who's that hot politician named Ryan with blue eyes? I forgot.
Oh, Paul Ryan?
So yeah. Blanket. When I was in fourth grade, I had a crush on Paul Ryan, and I used to call him Blue Eyes White Dragon, and then I found out that he was, like, kind of bad, so. But he was my political crush.
I just think of the muscle picture that he took that everyone makes fun of.
Oh my God, I need to look that up right now. Wait, can't
skinny white guy? Yes, you do have ADHD.
It's like, Paul Ryan, need to look it up.
I wish we could like put our own like stuff on the screen. Like if we were able to like look up things and then like share stuff on the screen immediately, that would be fun.
I think you could.
You can share.
I don't know how.
We'll figure it out for next screen. Time. Yeah. We'll do show and tell for a podcast.
Screen share. Yeah.
This is cool. I mean, like, this is basically my dream come true. I'm still hanging out with my friends, but I don't have to leave my house.
Same. I never thought that this would be a dream of mine, but now it has been. Like, honestly, quarantining for me has made me more of a homebody. Like, even more of a homebody. Where I used to be extremely, extremely extroverted, and I would hate being at home. But ever since being, like, I think this is my 17th day in a row that I haven't left my house, and I've been loving it. So I'm like, oh, shit. I may become agoraphobic.
I've been feeling that a little bit. Like, I want to go outside so bad, and then I'm like, oh, I need to go to the store, and then I start panicking. I'm like, no, I can't go to the store. The phobia is set in.
It's really weird because I went nuts, of all people. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going insane because I think my quarantine started 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's finally reached the point where I'm like, I need to get out of the house. So I booked a hotel for the weekend just to, like, isolate in a hotel, just be out of my area for a little bit. And I feel a lot better now.
That's good.
Were you scared at all being in a public hotel?
No, because, like, I literally interacted with one person, the front desk, and that's it. And, like, we were all, like, masked up and gloved. And then, like, the hotel occupancy was only, like, 15%.
Yeah, super low.
Yeah. So, like, no one was around. It was fucking awesome.
Wow.
And then now that I'm home, I'm like, okay, cool. I have my computer. I can play games again. So I just reset my timer. I have another good 18 years of quarantine. I'll be fine.
And, you know, going outside, I went outside to go on a walk just to, like, get some fresh air and some sun. But because the weather is changing seasonally, like, we're going into spring, and then, like, it's been raining and then sunny and then raining and then sunny, my allergies have been going wild. And then I'm like, is that the virus? And then, no, it's not the virus. It's the freaking...
Yeah, my eyes are all itchy, and then my nose is running, and I'm like, I know this is allergies, but then I'll see, like, a headline. It's, like, something about your eyes... or something. I'm like, oh no, I have it for sure. Yeah. I have it.
Dude, I never get allergies, but I started like sneezing like crazy just today. And then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been outside. I haven't like talked to anyone. How can I get anything right now? Like, how am I getting sick? Cause then Isaac started having too.
You're in a new area. So maybe like, because you moved so far away, it's like totally different trees and stuff out there.
And you're like adjusting.
Yeah. No,
I've been sneezing all morning. I literally have not even walked out of my house.
I've been sneezing all morning. I almost went to the hospital because I scared myself.
Oh, jeez.
It's happening, guys. It's here. It's here. I'm dying.
You know, I've always been a hypochondriac, and I think getting the virus is, like, the least scariest thing that I've thought that I've had. I've gone to the hospital thinking I had a heart attack before. I thought I had some kind of, like, crazy STD before because my entire body broke out in rashes.
Damn.
None of them were the thing, but they were, like, things that were close to, like, they had the same symptoms as a heart attack or that STD. So it was like, it's always been like diseases. Wait,
were you a Googler hypochondriac too?
Yes.
Because I racked up thousands in hospital bills, and that's what stopped my hypochondria because of how bad the hospital bills
are. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, because like it would be 2 a.m. and I'd be like, okay, here are my symptoms. Heart failure. Okay, mom, I need you to take me to the emergency room. I've always been a hypochondriac too, Nikki.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
According to this, I have a swollen prostate. Mom, I need to get to the hospital.
Rectal failure. There was one time that I thought I had Steven Johnson syndrome, where it's like if you take a medicine that your body reacts adversely to and your skin starts falling off. And I was like, mom, I showed her a picture of it and I was like, this could happen to me. Like, I was 18 and just had a horrible anxiety. It was so bad.
I definitely had a few heart attacks.
If I think that I have something, I don't even bother going to the doctor. I'm like, well, I'm going to die. Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus. Zero survival skills whatsoever. Yeah. Just take me. Just fucking take me.
If she does, though. She has some because she's got the agoraphobia. Now that's a survival skill. So you've got some, Tiff.
Mm-hmm. Something. No, recently I was watching this movie. I forgot what it was called, but at the end of... Oh, so, like, the whole premise of the movie is that this... All these people, they get together and then they find out that the world is ending and then they have to like somehow survive together. But at the end of it, they decided that, well, it's pointless. Like, we're going to die in a few hours anyway, so we might as well just kill ourselves now. And so I went to sleep dreaming about that, where I'm like, right now, the coronavirus, like, I don't know. My brain went to this place in my head where I'm like, well, might as well just end it myself. Oh my like, why God. Am I gonna wait? Jesus. And I'm like, oh, no. Whoa. And I woke up, I was like, that was a dream.
Oh my God.
I think we need to be careful the stuff we're watching right now. I kind of don't like that everyone's watching Contagion and all that stuff and like making themselves feel worse about
it. I didn't watch Pandemic.
I've decided that in this coronavirus quarantine, I've decided that I'm gonna move to Florida and or Oklahoma, do meth, and own a bunch of tigers.
Okay. Okay, so he's all Tiger King.
So he's all Tiger King. Yeah. All right.
Hey, I have new dreams. Kittens.
I have new goals and dreams in life now. And it's to move to Florida and do meth and own a bunch of tigers.
A little bit ago, I found Joe Exotic's YouTube channel. Before the documentary, it had about 60,000 followers, and he was trying to do sizzle reels and pitch for a show. So I think that he originally pitched to Netflix to do a whole reality show about him because he was already filming.
Oh, yeah, that's in the show. Yeah. Like, he was trying to get a show done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they signed up for that, and then they realized there was this crazy backstory. When you watch his videos, dude, my favorite one is this 20-minute video about him running for president, and he's like calling out Trump, and he goes on this 10-minute tirade about why people should be able to euthanize themselves, and it's so
agreed. Rash.
He's basically like, if I want to fucking die, I should be able to fucking die. and he just keeps going and going and going, and he
what a weird stop. Platform to like care so much about.
And he's and he's walking in the tiger cage with this like brace on his leg and this like arm thing. And like every couple of seconds, he looks over at the tiger to make sure that he's good. And like, I was like, dude, this is intense. Cause also Joe looks like he smells kind of funny. And I just can't imagine him being around these tigers all the time. Like, I feel like he would smell like a stale meth. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Real
like,
bad.
Like something kind of stale, you know?
He smells bad for
like,
sure.
I feel like he buys his cologne in like a gas station. It's called like Hot Swamp or something.
Oh, you know? No.
Hot Swamp. Like,
it's so good.
I almost couldn't even watch that series. Like, it hurt me so bad to know that is my brethren, my southern brethren. This guy that I used to have sex with earlier on in the year, he texted me and he was like, hey, you have to watch this fucking series. And I was like, this is, you're going to text me now and it's going to be about a fucking documentary. Anyway, so then I go to watch the show, right? I get like 17 minutes into the first show and I was, or the first fucking episode, and I could not watch it. I had secondhand embarrassment so bad.
Oh,
I was just
God.
Like, I Jess, cannot sit through this. I turned it off and I waited 24 hours. I was like, I'm gonna make it through. I'm gonna watch this fucking series. Everyone's talking about it. I forced myself. But by the time it got through the second episode,
it's really good.
It got way better, but it was hard for me to watch that. Yes. I was like, oh,
but Jess, you have a type, because when I saw it, I was like, this is Joe Jitsukawa.
Maybe that's why you felt
I
so
guess,
strongly
I don't
about
know.
It.
That's not my type, though.
This
Joe
is what Joe would want to
Joe
be.
Joe is definitely a standout as far as the people I've dated. Joe is nothing like any of the other people I've dated, so I don't
Dude,
know.
Dude, honestly, though, because I've only seen, Casey and I have only seen the first episode, and like a few
you
minutes
have to get
in,
through the first
we were
episode.
Like,
yeah.
You, no, you no, have no. To get a few minutes one. In, we were like, this is Joe.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Joe.
Yes.
All
yes.
Joes are the same.
Pretty much.
I didn't like. I hated it. I can't stand watching. Like every single person on that show is abhorrent.
They
hate
all
of them.
Suck. They yeah. all absolutely.
Oh,
fucking
but they suck
off.
So hilariously
yeah.
that it's like no comedy could ever write something like that. Like if that mm-hmm. was a comedy, I'd be like, they went too far. Like
yeah.
they did too much. But the fact
wild.
That they were real people, like that one guy that runs like a cult that like where he has like a harem.
How did how who are these women and why are they like? like willing to fuck that guy. Like, what?
They lost said his souls? They said his dick is enlightenment. Like, enlightenment is through his
No,
penis.
No, no,
no. That's what he said.
He said.
Yeah.
He said his dick was enlightenment.
And they believe him. Clearly, because
I don't think they. I think they want to be there for some reason, but I don't know why they want to be there.
Because they don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. And they get to take pictures with big cats and yoga retreat.
Like, I feel awful for the cats. All of them are fucked up. And I mean, okay, I'm not gonna lie. The whole like Carol Baskins getting away with murder thing, kind of fucking dope.
Yeah,
I guess.
Kind of goals. But also, look, the thing I don't like about her is that she thinks she's better than everyone, but she's basically the same exact thing as the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like zero self-awareness.
Yeah, zero. But I mean, like, if I can get away with the murder with a cheating husband, that's fucking sick.
There's another episode coming out, like a follow-up episode, I think. I don't know if it's out yet or it's coming.
They decided to milk the reunion episode. Yo, did anyone else watch The Platform?
I did.
No. What is
that?
Nope.
You guys got to watch that. Honestly, I will say, and I think this is like pretty public, that a lot of people said that the ending was like a little lackluster, but like what's the letter that comes before Z? A to X? A to X, it was Y.
Y comes before Z.
Well, Y was still a little shaky. Y and Z were a little shaky, so I'll stop at X. A to X, it was fucking, bro, and I don't watch horror movies, and I watched it at 2:00 in the morning.
Oh no!
Can you guys please watch it and let us know what you think?
You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It was like trending worldwide, like number 4 or something.
Oh shit!
It's kind of
cool.
Yeah, it's okay. Wait, can I tell you guys what it's about? Because also for viewers,
No spoilers.
Okay. It's about like a futuristic thing where there's a massive vertical prison and it has like 100
floors. Okay.
Yeah, and like there's food that comes down and it goes to each level, like level 1, 2, 3.
It's really gory.
Yeah.
It's a little gory, yeah.
To me, it looked too predictable. Like the whole thing was just going to be like, I could figure out like the whole time it was just going to be this kind of like anxious, I don't know. Like, they're going to start eating each other. They, like, start falling through and then die. And I'm just like, I already get the whole movie. I already get it from the trailer. Yes. There's more than
all that. All I got to say is, if I was level 1, no one's getting shit in level 2.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they had lobster and shit.
I'll piss all over that shit.
Yeah, oh, no. Like,
just you. It's not as predictable.
It's not as predictable as I think. Because seems like I saw the trailer and I was like, okay, well, I already watched the whole movie.
It's about the feeling. It's very immersive. I think that's why it's very, the way that it's shot, it's very, very personal. And you almost feel like you're in his shoes, which I think that's why it's so captivating. It's a little bit less about the story.
Gotcha.
Like, I felt like I was in his position. It was incredibly well shot for the budget that it was shot on.
Yeah, it looks pretty low budget, but.
Yeah, it's like, what, 2 scenes, Gina?
Oh, yeah. Like two locations tops.
Yeah, and Nikki, you know about like sketches and scenes and shit like that. I'd be so curious to hear what you thought about it.
Well, yeah, horror movies are the best if that's your first film, like it's the best return on investment because one, they're evergreen. People always want to see horror movies. They're always in demand no matter what. And then two, you can shoot them on really low budget and make it look good because you don't have to invest that much in locations or costuming, or you can get like really low-grade actors. Like, you don't have to have like an A-list celebrity for a horror movie to do well. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons to start with a horror movie.
I never thought about that because I feel like of course there's a few movies, but if you weigh out dramas versus horror movies, there's more A-listers in dramas and comedies than there are in horror movies. Because that's a really cool thought.
Yeah.
Nikki, what have you been up to during quarantine? You said that it's been very enlightening, fun. What's going on over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest, I'm the queen of loneliness. So I feel like I've been, you know, I was raised being alone all the time and I've always found ways to entertain myself. And this has just been just heaven for me because one, my schedule doesn't change at all. Like I still do exactly the same things. I vlog, I make YouTube videos, I put them up. Like, I guess the only things that have changed are the outside productions, like JK and Big Mood, obviously. But a lot of those were stockpiled, so it didn't feel like I was missing out on very much. I just got a lot of extra time back to do the things that, like, I felt like I didn't have time to do before. Like, read all my books and learn new editing things that I really wanted to do and get better at making thumbnails and like all the things that I felt rushed through before, I am no longer rushed through. And I also get very drained. I love hanging out with people, but I get very drained whenever I socialize, and I have to like, it takes me out for like a day after after going to like a social event or even like filming with people. So just not having to be around other people, I've kept a lot of that energy and funneled them into new projects and new things that like keep my energy up. And I got a treadmill, so I've been exercising.
You know what, Nikki, it's really I heard you did a little bit of shopping. Did you happen to buy any bras?
Because for your titties?
I only shop for bras at one place, and that is Third Love. Luckily, they gave me my first bra to try out, and I fell in love, and I got hooked.
Jess, did you like that?
Yeah, that was good. I was like, how are we going to transition into this?
Nikki and I smooth as hell.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I didn't even see it, and I just knew. I just knew you wanted to know about my bra. Dude, what I love about Third Bra is they have a fit quiz that you take, and so you always get the perfect fitting bra. They have so many sizes, including half sizes, for every boobie shape. And I didn't even know before using Third Love bras that my bras weren't fitting my breasts correctly. I didn't know there wasn't supposed to be a huge gap in between your breastices and the top of the bra. And I would always have my like straps falling down. It was just a mess. And I just thought like, oh, that's how bras are. You just wear them and you're a mess. No, not the case. I ordered a Third Love bra after taking their quiz, and it fits like a dream. Like, it is perfect, and there's like very little padding in it, but it still looks like my breasts are very round, which I like. Look at like enhanced.
She got them soft breasts.
Natural soft baby. Breasts. It's hands down the most comfortable bra I've ever owned. Every bra is made for your comfort with memory foam cups, no slip straps, and smooth, scratch-free band with a printed label. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra out there for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/bigmood right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/bigmood for 15% off today.
Woo, do it. Amazing. Woo. And y'all know during quarantine, this is the best time to pick up a habit, but it's also the best time to break a habit. Mm-hmm. And how do we do that? With Noom, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Noom lets you achieve specific goals by not just achieving the goals, but changing your mindset and getting you to that spot forever. It's not just a one-time weight loss. It's not like a one-time, you know, wake up in the morning. You actually have a coach that's reminding you like, hey, do this. It's like an accountability partner and a way to shift your psychology all in one app. Okay. It's based in psychology. So Noom teaches you why you do the things that you do. And it also empowers you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with new ones. So it's based on a cognitive behavioral approach, and it uses personalized courses to help you reach your goals. So everyone's busy except for right now. And Noom gives you this time to reach your goals. That's right. Only 10 minutes a day. But you know what? While you're in quarantine, give them 25. Let's expedite this. Let's break that habit.
Yeah, there you go.
So sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/bigmood. That's right. Noom, Noom.com/bigmood to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/bigmood. Get it. Ski.
Woo.
Get it.
Yeah. How have you had your quarantine time?
It's been really interesting. I think Jess and I are both in a like kind of similar, I guess, predicament where we're both kind of like homebodies, but Jess and I are the only people that live completely alone. I have a lot of space here, which is fantastic. But I am an introvert, always have been an introvert. Like when this first happened, I was like, wow, this is like my ultimate fantasy and just everyone's living in it with me. I mean, as far as like the introversion and the homebodiness goes, and it's been really good. But one of the cool things about LA is that like the weather and the sunshine and the city and the hustle and bustle kind of really got me out of my depression when I moved here. And I kind of miss that. I'm very grateful for, you know, the sunshine and the people that are here, and to have that kind of taken away has made things different. I feel like I'm 20 years old again. I've been streaming on Twitch again. I've been going to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been like gaming a lot more. So it's weird. It feels like I am kind of where I was 5 years ago, except I'm not living with my parents. I'm allowed to do whatever I want and get drunk and all this shit. But I'm going to be honest, there's kind of like a weird feeling of emptiness with it. I enjoy coming back to it, but, and I've been working a lot more, but it feels like everything that I'm doing, it's a little bit different than the direction I want to end up in the next 5 years. So it feels like these few weeks, like I'm a workaholic. It feels like, I don't know. It feels like my life is on pause in a weird way. And I think I told you guys this too, but like, obviously I haven't like mentioned it to our viewers. Like one of the reasons I quit my job in February was because I scored some really cool gigs, and unfortunately entertainment has shut down. So both of my productions, were originally completely shut down. Luckily one of them sparked back up and it's in development, which is great. And I'm really excited about that, but everything else has really slowed down. But you know, I don't like to talk about that too much, cause there's so many people that are in like, you know, a rough position right now. I've been trying to, you know, order out a lot of Postmates and stuff, and like trying to take care of restaurants, and like I'm tipping 25% because I'm like, oh my goodness, like this is crazy. And the most social interaction I have is with my Postmate. The other thing is, I have, Jess, you've met them, I have neighbors that live in my building, like three doors down, which is amazing. They're dope as hell. They like to drink with me. We have board game nights. But unfortunately, my boyfriend's parents are, his dad is autoimmune compromised. So if I want to see my boyfriend, I can't see anybody. So that's been kind of rough. And, you know, we are seeing each other in 2 week increments to be safe. So I'm literally completely alone, and I normally like this, but it's been a little challenging, you know?
Yeah, when it's forced upon you and it's like too much, and you know that the whole world is grinding to this like scary halt and the economy's like fucking free falling, it's like, wait, this is not exactly the dream. But
yeah,
I think for me, I started out like kind of okay, there was a period of time where it was raining a lot, and I was like, oh, this just feels like the whole world is depressing and sad. And then after that week, then first the sun came out. It was so much rain, and I was like, oh my god, this just feels like the world's ending. But then after that, the sun came out. It's been really great weather, and I've just been taking my dogs for walks and trying to exercise and stuff. But for me, I think I found this quarantine to be both good and bad, I think like everyone, but I have a goal, which is to study for the CPA exam. So I'm just kind of pretending like nothing's really happening, and I'm just like a college kid again, and I'm just cramming for a test, and like I have a goal, I have something to work on. So that's made it a little bit better versus when it kind of first started, I was like, well, what am I going to, like, I'm just wasting time. Like, I'm going to lose money. Like, I just felt like everything was slipping out of my hands. But now I'm like, I mean, literally no one can do anything. So it's fine. I mean, you just got to do what you can do. So that's kind of where I'm at. I think I'm mentally doing okay with it now.
It's so weird, because like, as much as I am an introvert, I don't like this because it's not like I necessarily want to go out. It's that I want the option to.
You don't like being told what to do. That's exactly how I feel. I don't like being told what to do. But I do like that, and I don't like how everything happened. Like, I don't like what brought us into these circumstances. But I will say that I used to feel really guilty if I ever put some of my own projects ahead of other people. So I'd gotten so in the habit of, like, when Bose was talking about the hustle and bustle of LA, it's really great to get out of depression because you're constantly working. But I also felt like I was giving all of my time and energy to everybody else. And when I came to work, time to work on my stuff, I didn't have any left. And so now I'm finally like getting the spark back for my own projects. And that's what's been really feeling nice. And I don't have to have the guilt of, you know, saying no to a different project, or like people being like, well, why can't you hang with us on Saturday?
FOMO. So-and-so's
having a birthday. Yeah, there's no FOMO.
There's nothing to do. Guilt. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's partly for me why I've been happy. And it's also been a really good introspective time, like a time to, mm-hmm. you know, for self-improvement and looking within. And I feel like I've gotten to like heal a lot of past relationships and just things that I had been putting off that like you don't realize weigh you down day to day, but mm-hmm. they are in there still because you kind of like push them to the side and brush them off and brush them off. I feel like it really, this quarantine has really helped to like bring all those things to the surface and like let them out. So I feel really like cleansing sort of feeling through this time, which is,
I kind of feel,
I know
that
not everyone's experience, but yeah.
I think that's cool though too, Nikki, because it's like you get to finally like learn how to like really, really take care of yourself and you feel how good it feels and you don't feel all this pressure from LA. Cause in LA, like, especially in our world, we feel like, not that we have to compete, but we feel like we have to catch up or keep up with people. And so I feel like this is something that once it's all over, you'll be able to take with you. And mm-hmm. I think all of us should be looking for a lesson or a skill to take with us out of this, you know, just to ease the pain a little bit.
For sure. I was reading this article recently where they were talking about how with every generation, there's like something impactful that changes the way we live in the world. So for example, like with us, when we were kids, 9/11 happened, and then that's how like TSA came about and all this stuff. So they were just analyzing like, how is the world gonna change after this? Cause this entire experience has taught us like a lot of stuff can get done from home, but it's also taught us that it's important to have social interaction for mental health too, so. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I start thinking about that because like I've been getting deliveries for like furniture pieces and stuff, and people are just, they're like, no, we can't go inside your house, like how they used to in the past. And so that has been a change, like a small change, but it is still a change. So I wonder if that's gonna remain in the future and like other things too, like our day to day lives, like how are things gonna change? Like, are people gonna be judgmental every time someone sneezes or like? I don't, because you remember like when we would go flying and like in the airports and in the airplanes and certain people would get discriminated based off of the events that happened. So I don't know. I really wonder what's going to happen. Nikki.
Yeah. She coughs out right as we talk about that.
Yeah, she coughs.
We're discriminating.
She coughs and she says, my allergies. An allergic cough.
Just allergies. Please don't go.
I honestly, like, I've been watching a lot of stuff with, like, historical pandemics and, like, history, things that have happened before. And it's, like, there's been, even a Philip DeFranco video I think he put out recently, he, like, went through a list of some recent, in the last 100 years, like, pandemics and outbreaks. Gina. I kind of don't feel like.
It doesn't stop you from getting it, Gina. It just stops you from spreading it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I kind of don't ask, woman.
I don't think that things are going to change, honestly, after this that much, because it's like it's really not like it never did before. A pandemic never really changed anything before. It just made scientists more interested in the field, and it just means our government's going to spend a lot more money on catching pandemics. But like daily life things, like once the virus is gone or we all have the shot or whatever, it's like, how, like, why would it still affect beyond that, you know?
I think, like, psychologically though, there'll be changes because, like I said, like if, like, more people are gonna be constantly washing their hands, which is a good thing, but like just certain little like changes in your mind, like the way you see things, like the way you interact with the world, like people that have experienced all of this, I feel like for sure are gonna walk out of this changed internally somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. The world's been so weird, dude. It's just like, I kind of had like a weird day the other day because I went out to like pick up some essentials and I ran to the bank and like everything's like, hey, we're only letting 2 people in or we're doing this, whatever. And just, you know, like everyone's wearing gloves and masks. And I'm like, and I thought about it, I was like, dude, what if it's like this for, I don't know, for like a while? And it's kind of depressing, you know? I miss just going out and having a reason to get dressed up and just go out. I kind of miss doing errands, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like the freeways are so empty, the streets are totally quiet at night. When I hear cops drive by, I'm like, oh my God, this is like, it's like a weird time in life right now.
Do you think that maybe it would help people appreciate what we had before? You know, like I feel like a lot of people are sharing a sentiment of like, dang, I shouldn't have taken those things for granted. Like I didn't know what I had.
Yeah, yeah. That for sure. Because, I mean, if it's, like, 12 or 18 months of us having to do, like, pretty heavy social distancing, which I feel like is kind of the maximum, even a lot of people are saying that. I mean, things are going to go back to normal. We're just going to be more aware of, like, you know, how a disease spreads and how we should be more clean and things like that. But I honestly don't feel like it's going to be like this forever, you know, because it wasn't after the Spanish flu. Like, it, you know, people weren't wearing masks and all that stuff for the last 100 years. It's just like it happens for a little while. It's encapsulated within like a 2-year period, and then we move on and we prepare for the next one. I don't think it's going to be like this forever.
Another example from that article I was reading was certain people that were children during the Great Depression, and throughout their lives, like, they would constantly hoard food because they just never knew when it was going to happen again. So, like,
oh, that's true.
Kind of changes I'm talking about.
I've been told, y'all, I've been doomsday prepping since summer of last year. And when this shit hit, did I tell y'all about this? I watched.
Tell people, because they're going to go rob you. They know now to go rob those.
Tell people that you're prepped.
she got 42 cans of peas, and I'm going to steal all of them.
That's right. And I'm telling you right now. Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany. I was watching it one day. I may have been a little blitz, and I was watching it, and I was like, look, they're trying to make these people look crazy, but they're on to something. I'll tell you that right now.
I know. So I started thinking about them. I'm like, what are they all saying?
Every time I went to the grocery store, I would just buy 2 extra cans and put right up. It's right there in the kitchen. I got it. I ain't playing.
What do you think of all these conspiracy theories, though, coming out? Because, like, the government did this.
Okay. So, guys, a while ago, Nikki told me this conspiracy theory that COVID was actually in the U.S. around December or November or so. And in December, I know the exact date because I went back and looked. It was the week of December 16th. I had the worst sickness I had ever had in my entire life. I was out of work for 8 days, business days. I mean, through the weekends, through the whole week. And my other friend that had the same illness, so they said that I had bronchitis. And also I had a flu shot the month before this. So I was like, I was so mad that I'd gotten sick. My company provided flu shots. So I get this really bad illness. It turns into bronchitis. And my coworker that also had it, hers was so bad that it turned into pneumonia, and she had to get an inhaler. And then she had to get another inhaler when the first one ran out. And she had never had any history of asthma or ever had to get an inhaler. So, like, after Nikki told me that they thought it was in the U.S. in December, which she told me this like a month ago, and there's actually been more articles that have come out. I talked to her and I was like, dude, what were your symptoms when she had that? She was like, dude, I couldn't stop coughing and I couldn't breathe. And I was like, bro, I truly, genuinely believe that we may have had it in December.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I believe that 100%. Yeah. Even November. I feel like this definitely spread way before that. That is the only conspiracy thing that I do believe, is that it was here like October, November, December. For sure. I believe that.
And it spread so fast.
I've never been that sick before in my life.
I didn't get it, but
except
luckily.
For Jess.
But,
there's that one time I was just like sick the only one shit. I know. Like, when I was sick of shit that one time, I don't think it was that though, Gina.
Right? Because I got sick. So I've actually been sick twice in the past 3 months. I guess I don't know what's going on, but yes. I guess it also could just be different strands. But after I got sick, when I saw you, Gina, it just felt like a cold. It felt like a head cold. But this one in December, it was really bad. When I would come into the office, like my cough was so bad that it sounded like a fucking deity. Like, it was like 8 people at once talking. It was so bad. Like, and then the third day I tried to come back into work after I was on antibiotics, and I coughed once, and they were like, you need to leave. Yeah. And like, that's how I know the exact date, because my boss texted me that. Yeah. It was really bad.
What do you guys miss the most? Cause right now, like, I really miss nail salons.
Me too.
I need a pedicure like nothing else.
Dude, when this is over, can we all get a mani-pedi together?
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I mean, my nails are popping, but my pedicure.
Don't you do your own nails?
No. I haven't done that in years. I do hard gels, though, and they last for up to 6 weeks. And so I had just gotten them done like 2 days before the lockdown. Yeah. So that was pretty lucky. But my pedicure is
I had to peel them all off. And I painted them black. And then I filed them down too. Cause you say, do you guys remember how long?
You always had them long,
were?
Yeah.
Those were my natural nails. And after taking off that hard gel, they were like paper thin. So like they kept bending.
You
so
need this
to, like,
break.
Completely...
You needed this break.
I know.
Them.
Yeah.
That's true.
I miss Korean barbecue.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Restaurants for me, cause I'm single, restaurants and bars. where I can be like, you know, out and about and getting laid.
Miss just miss dick. She misses dick. Is what she
miss, that's what I she miss, really misses.
Yeah, I miss dick.
I'm ordering some Colby right after we get off this call.
I'm ordering some dick. What?
Okay, okay. No, I was going to say, where are you getting that?
Tiff, you're the other married one here. How's your sex life been since the quarantine, now that we're talking about dick?
Because like, her eyes rolled.
I saw that eye. I saw that eye. We saw it.
I want to hear your answer first.
Well, okay, so we had like a dry spell for a minute and then kicked back up. But we are not trying to get pregnant anymore.
Yeah.
Same. Because during this time, I'm like, I do not want to be in a hospital. Like, it's scary. Scary times. Yeah, like, actually, yeah. Right tomorrow is my beginning of the fertile week. So we're like, no. Now we're being careful. But it's been awesome. I mean, it... Like, some days we get on each other's nerves where we have, like, cabin fever where we're just like, ugh. But then, like, I don't know, like, a few hours later, then we kind of get over it and we're like, well, there's no one else here. Like, we have to just kind of get along. So then it ends up, like, leading on to the night and then, you know, it's been great.
That's cute. It kind of, like, forced you into romance.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Nikki, what about you?
How's Steve handling this, Nikki?
We have had less sex than ever. And that's not like we're still like hanging out. We still have fun. We're best friends. Like we love hanging out with each other genuinely. And that's what I love the most about our relationship. But usually we have a date night. And when Gina was talking about going out for restaurants, like usually date night is when you get dressed up, you go out to a restaurant, you spend one-on-one time without the phone, without a TV, where we're just connecting. And we realized even though we were still doing date nights, they were like binge watching Tiger King or, you know, like that's watching cute. Ozark. And it wasn't leading to sex because we weren't actually connecting. Like we weren't like having a time where we're like, you know, talking to each other. So like we were laughing about the show, but like we weren't like connecting. And so, it would be weird because everything's so, the time has been so off where like people are going to bed at weird times and waking up at weird times. I want it when he doesn't want it, and then he wants it when I don't want it, and like it's just been, we've just been missing each other, and I think it's just because there hasn't been like as much of a routine. I've stayed on my same routine, but Steve's an extrovert. He really misses talking to people, and I guess the only time extroverts like to talk to people are till like 2 a.m. So he goes to bed late. He's been live streaming with Joe Jitsukawa, and
oh my God, I have to tell you something that guy, okay, can I say, this has affected my relationship because I miss my guy more than ever. I feel like I took every day that we spent together for granted. Like it feels like us spending time together is so far away. In the past month, we've seen each other once. So we've been trying to FaceTime a lot more and just stay connected. Last night, I FaceTimed him after I finished my stream. And when I answered, he looked at me and he said, whoa. And I'm like, what? And he was like, wow, I feel like when we started dating, you were like hot. And he was like, but now you're like beautiful.
That was kind of going really bad.
I'm ready to get mad.
No, and that's what it was. I feel like I looked like shit. I just had these glasses on and I don't know. Like he said yeah, you're gorgeous. And I was just like, oh my God, my heart. Because like it made me feel like, so like when a guy first starts dating you, they're like, oh yeah, my girlfriend's fucking hot, she's sexy. And then it's like when they start to like really respect you and see you as like wifey status, they're like, my girl is beautiful. Yeah. And when he said that to me, it felt like so like genuine and like he couldn't help but say it, and it just like, I miss him so
that's
much,
so cute.
Aww. So much.
I'm that's doing sweet. That thing, Bose. I think in the, maybe it's the last episode that came out, the one about being happy being single, that thing where you said, oh, just take a period of time and not be like kind of dating anyone or like crushing on anyone or anything like that. Like I feel like that was kind of forced upon me. So, but actually I think it's good. I've been really feeling good, like not having anyone that I'm thinking about or like, oh, stressing over, or are we going to date? Are we not? Like, I just kind of dropped all the side dudes that I kind of had going on. Like,
I'm glad you,
now I'm feeling, I'm glad good
stuff
about
ended
it.
With the weird guy before.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the down feather couch? Is it the couch?
No, yeah, no, down feather couch was my favorite. But there was a different. There was another one that I don't know. He was just
wait. Weird. Can we talk about that?
Talk about.
I don't know. All right. I guess so. I felt like he was kind of weird because he was just like when I we would so we would we saw each other only three times like for actual dates before the quarantine had us shut down. And then, but then like, if we would text or talk about sex or anything, he would get super weird. And like, he was saying like, he wanted to wait like 3 months and I would be like, oh, holy shit. And he, you know, I guess that's, I don't know. To me, that's a lot. I'm sorry.
It's a lot.
If, to most people it's not, but to me it's a lot. And then when I would be like, whoa, that's a lot. Then he would be like, that's a lot. Really? Maybe I should make you wait 6 months. Or like, he would make little jokes and stuff. And I would be like, honey, I'm not going to make it. Like, I'm not going to make the cut, you know, like, so.
And it's not even just about sex. It's also about like, as women, we're like, you mean we can go on three dates and you don't want to have sex with me at all? Like, do you even like me?
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. Like, of course, I want like a guy to respect 10%. Me. I want him to respect me and to wait and not be just out for sex. But then the fact that he was like, oh, we're, I just don't do that. I don't, I wait like 3 months or 6 months. But I'm like, we're just not a good match, I guess. I can't wait that long. Yeah. Yeah.
It, do you guys think it was small dick? Like it,
probably.
It, yeah.
Or
like
some other
he was huge though. Like he was, sure so tall. Insecurity. He was so tall. He was like 6'4". His hands there's were huge.
With small dicks.
Oh yeah. I dated a tall dude with a small dick. Mm-hmm. Well, not small, yeah, but like,
or he was just maybe he could have just been really emotional. I don't know. Maybe he got hurt or something. But yeah, I don't. I can't deal with that baggage, so I don't know.
Nope. No time for that.
Also, I can't deal with crooked teeth. Does anyone else deal with crooked ass teeth? Because
I don't anymore.
Same. Yeah. So you know, you guys, we have been spending a ton of time at home. So now is the best time to try Candid Co. So it's these Candid are clear aligners that are comfortable, removable, and totally invisible. What's happening? You guys are distracting me.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we were leading to an ad. I'm like, damn, this one must have had some fucked up teeth.
No, you didn't. No, I was just trying to like give Tiff a segue.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I was like, wait, did I do something wrong? What happened? I got so insecure.
Oh my god.
Anyway, back to Candid. So Candid are clear aligners, are comfortable, removable, and they're totally invisible. So you can transform your smile without anyone noticing a thing. And like I said, the fact that we're all at home now is a perfect time because Candid ends up mailing you your aligners and you are connected to an experienced orthodontist. And so that includes remote monitoring by that same orthodontist. So you'll never have to wonder how everything's going. You're constantly interacting and making sure that you have a good plan. And so, like I said, this orthodontist keeps an eye on your treatment from anywhere. So if you're planning ahead for a special event with Candid, the average treatment length is just 6 months. So you'll start seeing results way before then.
Dude, imagine coming out of quarantine with perfectly straight teeth. Everyone's like, what?
All exactly. of us got uglier during quarantine, but for some reason, damn, we look good now.
And I think that, yeah, that's so funny.
True. So are you ready to take that first step towards straighter teeth? For a limited time, you can get started. Yes, Bose, get started with $75 off by using code MOOD at candidco.com/mood. That's candidco.com/mood. Use code MOOD for $75 off. candidco.com/mood. Code MOOD.
Dude, thankfully, a lot of these mail-in companies, like, they can survive through this shit. Like, man, good for them. And thank you for continuing to be our sponsor and supporting us through this time.
Yeah, and also, like, okay, I don't want to be corny, but thanks everyone else just for watching because we are so blessed to like be able to still do this and be able to shoot remotely and do what we do, and it's literally all because of everyone that's like watching us and just hanging out with us during quarantine. We got to do a live stream soon.
I'm so down. That would be fun.
Dude, business has been rough lately. My dad had to shut down his nail salon for a month.
Oh no. Oh, same with Casey's parents with the restaurant. They've had to shut down completely.
Wow. I feel so bad for all the small businesses having to shut down right now.
Yeah. I'm really happy to see so many creators in particular, like creators and celebrities raising money, whether it be for like COVID relief, like economy relief, or whether it be like putting into research to it. I'm just really happy to see so many people step up and do their part in some way that they can. Like, I mean, like me, like I don't have a lot of money. I can't be donating like, you know, 80 grand or some shit, you know,
right. But you we know, don't have that kind of money.
Right. But am I going to like tip my Postmate, you know, 25-30%? Yeah. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of buying from small businesses too. And yep. then anybody that I know personally that's been like laid off or like affected by it, I've been like just sending them grocery gift cards and stuff like that.
Yes.
Just so cool. that they like, you know, like basic needs should be taken care of.
That's a great idea.
I've been ordering from like small mom and pop Chinese restaurants because they've been getting hit real hard, dude.
Yeah, especially because a lot of people are like, oh, they're Asian, so they probably have the virus, so I don't want to order from
people
them.
People are so dumb, like low so intelligence stupid. Like that.
So I ordered from like a mom and pop Chinese restaurant the other day, and I put this on my fridge. They actually sent me, hold on, a little thing. I think it's backwards, but it says, thank you for your support during these hard times.
I would cry. I would have sobbed into my Chinese chicken.
Too, so it means more.
So whenever I've been ordering, like no matter what I want to eat, I try to order from something like home, just a hometown kind of shop or something.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, I've been ordering from mom and pop Thai restaurants like no other. Our favorite Thai restaurant is this mom and pop down the street, and it's so good. They like know us by name now because
if I ordered food and I got a little note like that, my food would taste like tears while I'm eating it.
Dude,
I feel bad. I haven't been ordering in at all. Like, I went to the grocery store like on Friday the 13th when I think it was the state of emergency was announced then. I just bought a bunch of shit. I've just been eating food at home. I haven't. Should I be ordering out more?
It's up to you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Because for me, I've also we were trying to order food before the complete shutdown. And then we did buy this, like, emergency taco kit thing from this one restaurant, and it lasted us for, like a week and a half. Like, I don't know. Whoa. It lasted us a long time.
Was it good? I saw you talking about it. Was it good?
What? Okay. What does it come with?
Oh, so it's like, two big-ass containers of, like, chicken and beef and then tortillas and then salsas, beans, eggs, right? Rice. And then a carton of eggs, like 30 eggs.
Wow.
And it was supposed to come with 4 toilet paper rolls too, but there was only one, which is, I don't care. We didn't need toilet paper. But so I had heard that this restaurant was really, really, really good, and we had been wanting to try it. So that's the reason why we ordered it, and we also wanted to support it stuff. But I don't blame them because they were just cooking a lot, but it wasn't that great. But right. It did feed us.
They probably weren't even thinking about, like, I mean, how do you really make, those are just massive, massive plates of food. It's
It was like the container thing, like, you know, Russian. Catering. So it was like the pieces were cut really big, and it's like carne asada, so you need like smaller pieces because it's like really tough. So that was kind of a thing. And then like it was kind of dry. The tortillas were really, really like not good. The rice was like really soggy.
So whatever. It was disappointing.
But it honestly was, but I wasn't tripping hard because I'm like, it's feeding us. It's and then Casey ended up chopping up the meat smaller, so like, and then he made it work. So
Casey can make anything work. I feel like
he's talented in the kitchen. So we were able to eat a good.
I like the idea or the name of an emergency taco kit, though.
If it was executed properly, I would probably be ordering that every Monday or every Sunday and just be eating that throughout the week.
That would last you like a whole ass month by yourself. Like when Casey's family was here, there was 9 of us at one point, and it fed us all. Like, and there was still a shit ton of food left.
I'm still so jelly that you guys like I get to like be at home with your husbands all this time.
mine is driving me crazy.
I want somebody to just drive me crazy. Yeah. Like, yeah. I love him. But I mean, do you guys actually kind of keep distance? Because I know your office is upstairs, Nikki, and his is downstairs. Like, do you guys get to stay apart the whole day and then come together at night? Like, how's that been?
Basically, nothing has changed because that's like
I'm living
the reason
vicariously
we
through you.
The reason we got this place was so that we could each work during the day because we both work from home and we worked on a lot of projects together. And obviously, we live together. We're married together. So, like, in order to not like get overwhelmed with how much time we spend together, we work during the days in our office. But I think because of the quarantine and because like what Gina was talking about, like being told to stay home, even though we would normally be working at home, Steve is like I gotta get out of here. Like, I gotta go talk to people. I need to go to the store.
And have you been telling him to stay his ass home? Now we're not even supposed to go to the grocery store for like 7 days straight. Like, the city wants people to not go to the grocery store.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I've been ordering online groceries. So that's good. Nice. Yeah. We've ordered twice already, so I'm like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, he'll bug me throughout the day because he just wants someone to talk to. I let him bug me because it's cute and it's like he needs it more than I do.
I really wonder how many I want to know, after all this, I want to know the divorce rates and the baby birthing rates, because there's going to be some fucking quarantine babies.
I looked into the baby birth. Well, I didn't look at.
You mean, so like, conceiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, Casey's mom sent me this article where they were talking about how, like, in the past, like, history shows that when there's a lot of people dying, the birth rate goes down. But afterwards, when everything goes back to normal, that's when it shoots back up. So I don't think there's going to be a baby boom really happening, especially right now. Being scared, like, to go into hospitals and, like, just in case you get pregnant. Like, I'm not trying to get pregnant right now. So I think a lot of people are probably on the same tip. So, I don't think it's going to be a boom.
I think it's so funny because guess who the two people that got into TikTok are?
who got into
TikTok?
Dude, I was the one that was advocating for TikTok when this happened. Was I not?
It was always talking about TikTok. Yeah. I'm the one that said I will never be on TikTok.
And Nikki, never get Nikki.
Yeah, I was against it for
and
sure.
And then Nikki goes viral and she's like, hey, this ain't so bad.
No, I didn't understand. I thought it was Musical.ly, and I had checked out Musical.ly a couple years ago when Musical.ly was popping off, and it was like a bunch of kids lip syncing. And I'm like, I'm not into this at all.
Yeah.
So when TikTok bought it, I just thought it was still that. And then I started scrolling after playlists where a bunch of people, OG YouTubers, were like, yo, you need to check out TikTok. It's like how YouTube was in the beginning. I'm like, really? And so I started scrolling and I was like, oh, I get it. It's like a bunch of inside jokes that you get to be part of. And I like, as I started like understanding the tone more, I was like, okay, I'll try one or two. And I did not expect, because their algorithm does not play favorites, it does not matter if you have a following before. Because I didn't have any following at all on TikTok. I didn't even promote my TikTok at all. And it ended up, one of my TikToks, the fifth or sixth one I did, was just a random cooking one that I was just like making banana bread, and I wasn't even thinking it was going to be a crazy
TikTok. It was pretty funny though, Nikki.
It was pretty funny.
Nikki, you're so great at stirring.
Yeah. And then started, she was like, I was like, is Nikki drunk in this? Because you were like going to get a couple of nasty boys.
That, like, honestly, it was just like my Tasty Tuesday videos in a 1 minute video format. And yeah, it ended up on people's For You page, and even people that are, that's like the trending page or the popular, or whatever, like the explore page. And so, like, even people that I knew in real life were having my video pop up, and that to me tells me that it really doesn't matter who you are. You can start, you can do a TikTok, and you can have your TikTok end up on the explore page. Dude, unlike YouTube.
I love it though. A guy that I worked with like a few months ago, I saw his TikTok pop up on the page. And like, I was like, what the fuck? And it had like 8 million views. And like, Nikki, I think I saw yours got to like a million views or something like that.
Yeah, it's like 1.1 right now. Like, and yeah, this is wild too, because the first day it had 10,000. You know how YouTube, it's like whatever the first day's views are, that's probably like the peak. So the first day I was like 10,000. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that was the first time I went five digits in the views. And then all of a sudden my notifications kept popping off throughout the week. And it's like 3 days later, it was at like 500,000 views. And then like 2 days after that, it was at like 1 million. And I was like, whoa, this is wild. Like, it just keeps pushing it out. So their discovery
is really
good. They love that banana bread.
You know, I think the other thing about it though is, Nikki, is that like, you've been doing YouTube and like, you know, sketch stuff and timing, like that is really like an expertise of yours. And when I watched the video, your points, like, it just flowed really well. So anyone that has like knowledge of video editing or that is good at it, like, TikTok is such an amazing tool for them, because I didn't get addicted until I actually filmed it and I saw how the interface worked.
Yeah.
And like how you cut, rearrange. And I think it's, you know, the really crazy thing is all the Gen Z kids, their abilities are amazing. Like, people are now making thumbnails. Most people make their thumbnails for YouTube on their phone through a photo editing app. And Whoa. In TikTok, you can edit everything through the app itself. You don't need to open up Premiere. You don't need to do that. And the fact that, like, now the device, it's not this whole computer, it's this little phone, and these kids can do everything that we could do 10 years ago. I think that's really amazing. And yeah. I'm just kind of stoked to really just be a part of that culture and see where it goes and see the creativity of people my age and those younger than me. I think it's really dope. I like
it. Oh my God.
By the way,
so
follow me on TikTok,
funny.
Big Boss Boss.
They're so funny.
They're so funny. They're so I would funny. Go to bed at like 1 a.m. and next thing, I'm watching TikTok and all of a sudden the sun's up.
Oh,
like, yeah. I've lost all control, man.
Dude, because well,
Gina,
of that
like,
reason,
you wake
I
up when the sun is starting to go
app.
Down.
You what?
I said that Gina wakes up when the sun is starting to go down. So
exactly. What were you saying, Tiff?
Oh, I said because of that reason, because I know that I could easily get addicted to it, I avoid the app as much as I can. I only see TikToks whenever they pop up on my Twitter because I have an account now, but I cannot open the app because then I'm going to lose like an entire week of my life. I can't do it.
But it's also like, I see it as a business sense too. Like if you're in entertainment already, you should just make a TikTok just to have it, you know, because it could be another stream of income for you.
For sure. Yeah. But I look at these like actually I opened up the TikTok app. And then I accidentally created a TikTok, which I've never posted, of Casey or something. And then I was editing it, and I was just like, whoa, there's so many options that I actually got overwhelmed, where I'm like, I can't deal with this. And I just, like, I closed it, and I'm like, I don't know. I'll see it when it pops up on my Twitter feed, but I don't know if I can actually get involved myself because I get too overwhelmed with the amount of options. Like, I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I'm trying to make more, but then that requires putting on makeup and that shit's...
You know what? I've been doing, like, another... So during quarantine, like, it's hard to work. So I've been focusing on my digital stuff, like, whether it be, you know, Twitch streaming, doing stuff with you guys, and... If I put makeup on for the day, I've been trying to shoot a TikTok afterwards. So, like, over the past week, I've done, like, three. So I have another one that I'm going to do, but I've just been doing little story times about really bad dates and stuff. So it's been easy. Like, it's hard for me to think of, like, sketches and funny stuff. I get nervous, and I'm like, is this good enough? So I rather just, like, tell stories. But it feels really cool because it seems like people like it, and you just – finally it's like a platform I can be ugly on and nobody
ugly
like I just have to fix my eyebrows and put some glasses on and they're like, wow, nice girl.
I think that's what I like about it too, is that like you can express yourself in what way feels comfortable for you, because when I was thinking of trying to make like sketches with it, it was kind of daunting because it's like, oh no, I have to be funny in like a short amount of time. But then when I was just like fucking around making banana bread, like I already make stuff on my YouTube channel like that, and I was just you know cooking, and I don't have to show my face. I didn't show my face that whole video. I only showed Steve's face, so I didn't have makeup on, and I kind of like, oh, I found my format. I don't have to put makeup on for it.
You know what's funny, Nikki? I noticed that a lot of people are really popular on TikTok for just like doing their day-to-day. Like it's almost like Instagram stories but on TikTok, and there's some people that do that. It's like their own little diary. And our friend Jess here does some great little stories like that. I could totally see Jess blowing up on TikTok just from posting stories of her day-to-day in quarantine. But she probably won't do it.
No, I can't. I'm trying to get out of social media. I'm leaving social media, so I'm not going to
She
jump
says
into
on a social
it.
Media platform.
I'm writing out this podcast, but y'all, I'm like, I barely post on Instagram. I deleted my YouTube channel. I'm like on the way out, so y'all aren't going to get me back in. I'm sorry.
Dude, you do so good on Twitter, too. I know.
Yeah, the title of this video is Jess is Quitting.
Yeah, that's great clickbait. We should use that.
Toby made Jess quit.
Yeah. Oh, Bose made Jess quit. Let's call it that. It's juicy.
That's so mean. Make it made Jess quit.
Me?
Yep. They won't believe that.
I know, but that makes it like even more crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Okay. So you'll never do TikTok, Jess? Because I said that. Then look at me now.
I
say never, Jess.
Record.
Say never.
I put it on record that I will never be on TikTok.
Damn. All right, cut that.
It's gonna be on
You know what? We'll cut that into a TikTok. I'm gonna cut that segment into a TikTok.
Yeah, you can use me if you want to use found footage of me. You can create TikToks for me.
Yeah, we'll do that. But we'll reconvene on this next week, and we'll see if Jess is TikTok yet.
I need to go take my sixth nap of the day. Bye.
Oh, I gotta pee.
This was fun.
This was fun, guys. We should do themes for our next one. We should have like a theme.
Yes, I want to do a
formal.
Theme.
Formal. We'll next week. Formal.
We'll brainstorm.
Yes.
I need to get an updo done, but there's no one to do my hair for me. So if we do formal,
oh my god, like cute so hairstyle,
like
Jess.
That looks good. Just like that.
TikTok
with like a glass of wine.
Oh, yes.
I don't have any wine glasses.
I want to drink wine. Well,
fuck it, a red cup of wine. I don't care.
Just drink it out of your Plaza Azul bottle, Jess.
There you go.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine me like lifting just that Plaza Azul, chugging tequila?
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for watching. I hope this was interesting for you. Hope you related. I mean, honestly, everyone's just kind of winging it. We're all in the same position all over the world. And I think that's kind of interesting in a way that we're all in the same position.
Yeah.
And I hope you're handling the quarantine well. And make sure to subscribe so you can hang out with us during it, because we'll be here.
Wait, Nikki.
Yes, yes, Gina.
I can see your butt.
Don't look at me.
Oh, I can see your butt.
No, I can see it. Stop looking. Stop it.
Oh my god, get that cake out of here. In.